And he told me, you know, the guys, they didn't stop talking about that visit for 3 days after. 3 days straight. All they could talk about was you girls and how much fun they had had and all the things. And then 3 days later, those guys ran over an IED. And Colonel Karcher lost his legs and Sergeant Timothy David lost his life. And he was younger than I was. And he was his sixth tour of duty. And Colonel Karcher, he died multiple times, actually, each time being resuscitated. And he credits prayers with restoring his life. And while he lost his legs, he says, you know, God promised me eternal life, not eternal legs. But the thing, the reason that I bring this up, Jolynn, is because we reunited 15 years later. And that reunion was so sacred and so special and so incredible. And that is what the cameras caught. And it's totally me, like, running into his arms. We're just, like, so excited, like, laughing and crying at the same time. And then we just spent time together and we just talked about everything. And for the first time, I got to hear, you know, his side of the story and his point of view and how funny it was, only in hindsight, of how, like, wait, what? You know, there's NFL cheerleaders coming here. And then he's like, and then you got stranded there. He's like, you know how many times my blood pressure, you know, ran through the roof? And just, like, hilarious. And I say, he's like the only person that can make me laugh and cry at the same time, which is essentially what he did. And so that is an example of what's in this Fox Nation special. And Colonel Mo, one of the POWs, the one that I mentioned that is a dear friend of mine, he and I met on the deck of the USS Intrepid in front of the F-4 where it exploded. And while in an inverted tailspin in the jungles of Vietnam, he had the wherewithal to radio back, saving the lives of every other Air Force pilot, including those that were already in the air. And for that, he got, by the way, he got 2 Silver Stars, and that was one of the ones he well-earned was for doing that. And he destroyed his radio just before capture, but therefore extinguishing all opportunity for him to be rescued. But it prevented it from getting in the enemy hands. He's just an extraordinary national treasure. And he was in torturous captivity for over 5 years. Oh, and it was faith that got him through. He prayed for the strength to endure, and indeed his prayers were answered. But the point is, we also hung out in front of the F-16, which he went on to fly after he was rescued almost 6 years later, and after he maintained a full career in the United States Air Force. So there, you know, it's an example of additional footage that's not in the book. Like, in the book, we don't talk about his future as an F-16 pilot, which is just, like, amazing. But that is covered in the Fox Nation special, him telling me all about it, and us being in front of that plane, too. So it's, like, it's just extraordinary footage of these extraordinary people. And, you know, you're hearing their stories that you read about in the book, like, you're hearing them tell it, but you're hearing them tell so much more. And you're seeing me with them and how emotional and personal my relationships are with each of these, and how and why those are too.
I can only imagine that reunion just has to be beautiful and unforgettable. You know, Emily, as we've been chatting, I really believe that your book is going to go a long ways in raising the levels of patriotism in this country and also creating a safe place for people to feel as if they don't have to hold their faith and their belief in God and Jesus Christ inside. They can be brave and bold and share their story and share their faith. And I think that's going to have a tremendous impact on this country and even the world.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. That's my prayer. And, you know, even if just one person is stirred toward Christ, or resurrects their faith that was perhaps dormant, or feels encouraged to encourage another, like, that's success. You know, like I said, I mean, I think I got it right with these voices. I know they're all, they have all expressed how so that I did. So for me, it's already a success. And in that way, if it really enlarges his kingdom, then what a sacred honor and what a prayer answer, Jolynn.
Well, Emily Campagno, thank you for this incredible work And I cannot wait to read this book. And KID crew, I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of Emily Campagno's work, Under His Wings, How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops. Emily, thank you so much for taking time and sharing this incredible journey with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor. And I only ask that you let me know what you think of it. After you've read it, I would love to know.
I definitely will, Emily. I absolutely will. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you again, Jolynn. Take care now.
Okay. God bless you and take care too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.